Bonsoir, my fellow fanatics. This is Feeding the Wendigo, and I am your host, Ray. Before I begin, I want to make it clear, if the title hasn't already, that I will be discussing cannibalism and violence that many may find unsavory. If that's not your cup of tea, I would suggest you look elsewhere for background noise for your daily chores. Moving forward, I will be talking about content having to do with Hannibal Lecter and possibly some other things as well on this podcast. My original plan was to focus solely on the show Hannibal, but I have found that I am much more interested in connecting it with other sources, so I will probably be doing a lot of that. First, though, I want to explain the title choice. I originally thought it would be a clever way to tie into the show, as Will Graham has a hallucination that manifests as a Wendigo-type creature. I want to clarify that I understand the portrayal is not specifically accurate to the original concept behind Wendigos, and I will not try to justify that or appropriate anyone's culture. I want it to be a respectful topic of conversation. If anyone is curious enough, after a few episodes, I may do an episode focusing on the origins of the Wendigo. I will be sure to do as much research as possible and be as accurate as I can. I will try to be respectful of other cultures. A quick disclaimer, I'm absolutely obsessed with Will Graham, so I will most likely begin to gush, often during the podcast. I am less of a Hannibal fan personally, though I recognize the appeal. This is a non-judgment zone, so I won't judge you if you don't judge me very loudly. Thanks a bunch. Have you ever wondered what human flesh might taste like? Well, Janice Poon found a guy for that. In Feeding Hannibal, a Connoisseur's Cookbook, Janus references a study done by a journalist where he asked some medical students to procure a cut of human meat for him, for an article about cannibalism. He came to the conclusion that human tastes like a fine cut of veal. Is that accurate, though? I would argue that he was likely bamboozled, and in reality was given a cut of veal or some other meat. If he was actually given human meat, it is possible his palate was not refined enough to actually tell the difference between species when he consumed them. Now, I have never actually tasted human flesh, so I can't completely disprove or disclaim what the journalist concluded, but I would very much like to make an argument to the other perspective. I, personally, have raised animals all my life and can tell from a taste what animal I am eating and whether they were fed a good diet or a poor one. With that knowledge behind me, I can say that most humans will likely taste like pork. Pigs are omnivores as well as mammals. This makes us more similar to them as their digestive systems are also closer to ours than any other animal that I know of. If you're a vegetarian, you may taste more like beef or rabbit. Of course, most meat is said to taste like chicken, though that's just because of the taste receptor for the universal meat taste. Now, yes, I own Feeding Hannibal. I have quite a collection of books, including many that pertain to Hannibal. Janice Poon is one of my favorite people, though she doesn't know it. I am much too shy to ever speak to her. I follow her on Twitter and just watch with hard eyes as she continues to be fantastic. I love her. If she ever listens to this podcast, I would die from embarrassment, but also be so very honored to know that I garnered her attention. I wish I knew half as much about cooking as she does. She is a queen. Anyway, that is all I'm going to talk about for this episode. Being the first episode, it's just kind of an intro. You might have been able to tell that I have a little bit of ADHD, so my train of thought can be a bit incoherent at times. I'm really sorry, but I hope you enjoy it despite my shortcomings. Next episode will be an introduction to my opinion of the show Hannibal, with consideration to all the content I have consumed that can be applied in any way. I hope you all enjoy it. Au revoir et bon appetit.